Wednesday morning. Boy, I'm getting organized here. We've had plenty of time to get organized, but I'm not. David Bly, our state representative for District 20B, is stepping in. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah. The snow has held off a little bit longer here. I guess it's supposed to start snowing about 11 or something like that.
Yeah. Sometime over the lunch hour. but not very much, at least not good. For here. The worst of it is going south, which is probably good news for you. You've had to commute through some stuff.
As of late.
And usually this at this point in the legislative session, you have other things to think about other than blinding blizzards going.
That's right. Yeah. Although, for some of us, it's getting a little bit slower because we're waiting for the committees that have more work. The Health and Human Services usually have late nights, and Ways and Means, which has to hear all the bills and pass them on. And then, of course, there's the Capital Investments Committee, which we haven't really heard very much from, but we know that's what we're supposed to be doing this year is the bonding bill, and we're not really getting much sense of what the House is going to do with that. But Representative Erdahl, who's the chair of that committee, keeps telling us he's got a bill, but we haven't seen it yet.
All right. Well, and that's something we can talk about at some point in the future because it's sometime that is going to and. What they're doing now is probably on politically angles and such, but everybody knows that.
For me, it's kind of a frustrating session in the sense that I really haven't had any bills heard. There are a lot of bills that were introduced, and yet the legislature, the combined Senate and House, have only really passed about 3-4 bills. So at this point in the session, you'd think we would be further along in our agenda. But what that means is kind of, we're going to have another session like we did last time where everything gets put together at the end and we won't maybe know what's in the bills until, an hour before they have to be passed on the floor. And that's kind of frustrating when you really can't read through a 600-page bill and you're not really sure what's in it, and hopefully we'll get more chance to discuss them.
When is the session?
The 21st of May.
21st of May. Yeah. All right. As you had mentioned, a lot of activity going around on certain commissions or certain boards right now. Your work has been done for a lot of those, but it's kind of an awkward part for you. What do you do now?
Well, I try to catch up on what other folks are doing. I mean, this is, of course, this is my last year. I mentioned to you before we went on the air, I've been starting to clean out my office, get rid of some old papers and things like that. But and believe me, I need to do that. we finished our ag finance bill. That's the last committee that's really been active that I'm on yesterday. We should continue to have more discussion about whether or not the legislature needs to have oversight over the nitrogen rule. I think I talked about that last week. We'll continue to argue about that. The governor said if the bill has that in it, he'll have to veto it because he just doesn't think it's right for the legislature to try to have intrude on the executive branch's ability to function, to do what it needs to do. So that's going on there, and we'll be starting to hear, I think, some of those finance bills on the floor fairly soon. I hope that's the case anyway. There are things in some of these bills the governor's not going to like and probably isn't going to sign, which is, again, what we went through last year with a number of these bills where they put a bunch of things they wanted, but the governor didn't, and he had to veto them, so they had to come back and redo the bills. And then there was the negotiations where, after the negotiations and the bills went back to the governor's desk, there were surprises in them, like shutting down the revenue office if he vetoed the tax bill or something like that. So I'm not looking forward to those kinds of surprises. I hope that they will change their ways and not do that. But I can't remember a time when those sorts of things were done. Usually did them in transparency and you had open discussions about what was right. Not everybody got what they wanted, but you at least were doing something that everyone knew what was in the bill,
Yeah. Boy, and where do you go from there? I mean, that's just that's the way it is. I mean, Republicans can be blamed. The Democrats can be blamed. That's just the climate of
it is.
Not just state. You know, it's probably even a lot worse on a national level.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is.
I wish, as a society, we would get beyond that, but it appears that it's only going to get worse before it gets any better.
Yeah. Well, a lot of experts who study these things attribute it to the fact that we've become so polarized. You know, and we don't have the kind of moderates in the middle who want to get something done and move forward, and will make those compromises.
They are pushed out of the way real quick.
Yeah, it's discouraging.
From a personal standpoint, does that have anything to do with why you have announced your retirement? You've been doing this for a lot of years, so I can certainly understand that. But the political climate, does that have anything to do with it?
It does have a factor in it. Yeah, it's gotten more and more frustrating to try to work with people and get things done, and the climate of it has changed too. Where if you look at the history books, you know that this kind of a difficulty of getting along has always been there. People have differences of opinion. At least you're not having somebody getting beaten up on the floor of the house or something. Which, you know, during the Civil War times or before the Civil War, that sort of thing would happen over the issues of slavery, but. So hopefully we can avoid those sorts of things. But, you know, some of the issues that we are talking about, some of the problems we face are as difficult as getting rid of slavery was. I mean, if you look at the economic impact of climate change and doing something about it and converting from fossil fuels to renewable fuels and things like that, even though there's promise in moving in a direction of new energy and new kinds of things, there will be jobs created by that. Still, there's a lag, you know, and then we also are talking about, you know, mining up north and whether or not it would be safe to do it, and can you do it in a safe way, and yet there are people who want those traditional kinds of jobs that make it difficult to work that out. Some people feel really threatened by the fact that we can't do the mining, and others are threatened by what it's going to do to the water. We have similar arguments about farming today, where in my mind, a lot of the corporate control that we see, either from chemical companies or from the huge grain companies that have markets all over the world and can rely on farmers in Brazil to grow crops as much as they can in America. And we know that farmers are under pressure to raise these things, and yet we are concerned about, and should be concerned about, our water quality. I mean, if the city of Mankato, for instance, can't expand or invite people to come in if they can't guarantee that they'll have clean water because there is our wells are being filled with nitrates. You know, so it's a challenging time because you do have these things you have to push back on.
Yeah,
it's not easy.
Yeah,
not
easy. And is there an answer? Probably not. You know, you talk about the mining thing. You know, the biggest question is, the biggest thing is, what's driving that? People getting cell phones and devices that use the minerals that are brought from the mines.
Exactly.
So hopefully we can find some type of resolution. I don't know if answer is the right one.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, historically, we tend to come up with a solution when things get so bad we can't do anything else.
Yeah. Not wait that long.
Yeah, I know. So it would be nice if we could think about them and prevent those catastrophes from happening. But
David Bly is with us, Representative Bly. What anything coming up this week that people should kind of keep their eyes out on?
Well, I imagine that the education bill will be coming forward, and I know there are some controversial things in there, and I hear from Superintendent Hillman from time to time about things that he likes, things he doesn't like, and that I should speak out about and make sure we protect. There's still kind of debate about early childhood and how much of that we should try to tackle and all that. But there's a fair amount going on. Oh, one other thing I should mention is the Senate has passed, I think, a reasonably good pension bill. We do need to do some things on pensions, and yet the House really hasn't taken it up. I'm not sure where we're going with that. And that's a discouraging thing, too, is that you see, in a sense, the Senate, I think, is forced to be, in many ways, more moderate because it's closely divided. You know, there's only a one-vote difference. They have to work with each other in order to get things passed. Where we have a larger majority of Republicans in the House, it's harder to, you know, they don't feel like they need to listen to us. So
yeah,
that makes it harder.
All right. Well, we're out of time. We can talk to you for quite a bit longer about all the
problems
that are going
on
in the world, but you've probably got to get back to work. And thank you so much for joining us, Representative Bly. We'll talk to you again next week.
Great.
State Representative David Bly from District 20B.